This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, August 30. God of Justice. Our reading comes from Isaiah chapter 42. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching, the islands will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says, the creator of the heavens, who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you, and I will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. God takes justice very seriously. Through Isaiah, God declares that the Messiah's purpose on earth is to establish justice, and he won't give up until that work is complete. We know today that the Messiah described here is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to conquer the power of sin in this world. He came to bring forgiveness of sins and new life. He came so that we could receive his righteousness and live by it. In following Christ, we are agents of God's mission in this world. Our part in God's mission includes leading people to salvation in Jesus, feeding the hungry, caring for the poor, visiting the sick, and encouraging the discouraged. This has historically been the ministry of the church. God brings justice. We point people to the one whom God sent to establish it. In following Christ's example, we help reveal to the world what Christ came to do as the fulfillment of God's promise. There's no shortage of needs in the world. It can be discouraging and overwhelming to consider how much injustice seems to prevail. Yet we can't let that stop us from taking steps today to join in God's mission. Let's not grow impatient either. God isn't finished yet. In the meantime, we can be involved in a small part of what God has promised, and he will do it. We put our hope in him. Pray with me. Father, in your plan to bring justice, we thank you for sending your Son. In our work for your justice in this world, give us wisdom and insight. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.